like to call the County Commission back to order from recess and note that we have scheduled a roundtable discussion for 10 a.m. this morning to talk about the recent revealing or unveiling of the state auditor's audit regarding Taney County. And I want to thank all of you for being here. I appreciate you responding on such short notice to come in and take a look at this. I thought it was of such importance that we needed to meet. My proposal to you all, and then we'll discuss that, I think is a very simple one. What I would like to do is what Tom Schweik recommended that we do as elected officials, and have the commission post the different findings of the state audit on our website, and then track those findings as we in fact answer the different problems or challenges that he noted to us at his unveiling of the state audit. I would remark that the state auditor implied that there weren't any foul findings. There wasn't any monies that were stolen. There wasn't any theft. There wasn't anything of devious nature. But that there was a number of procedures within the county system themselves that we needed to tighten up. I think that was his overall message to all the departments across the board in the county. And I think without doubt we can do that. For example, one of the very first things that was mentioned within the audit was that the county had overpaid a contractor by X amount of dollars on a project that we had. And that was a project that was paid for from two different sources of funding. One was a grant, and the rest was from Road and Bridge Trust. And we had an engineer that oversaw the monies that were paid from both of those. And we, in fact, did overpay a contractor by about $20,000, and every penny of that money has been recovered by the contractor. So when we post that that was one of the state auditor's findings, we will also note that those funds have been recovered. Another finding, for example, spoke to the purchase of copiers and fax machines, so forth and so on, throughout the county system, and that we had not really provided the documentation from the state that they were all purchased via state contracts. Well, we have all that information, and we have since provided the state auditor's office with all that information, and we have it on file here at the county, so we will mark that off. And I know that each of you in discussions that I've had with you have, in fact, been working on a number of these issues ever since the state auditors came. So I don't think that it may be as over the top as was presented, and I realize that we have a lot of issues to work on. And the auditor did state that the reason for the poor rating was not because of theft or because of embezzlement or anything like that. It was because there were so many of the smaller items that were listed in his findings throughout the audit. So I just wanted to present that to you all, and it's my intent, with the blessing of the County Commission and with you all's input, to do that and to track it on the web so that it will be transparent for the public to see where we're at on all the findings of the state auditor and what we've accomplished as we move forward. So I just wanted to have you all, if you wish, to make comments about the state audit and or my recommendation that we move forward in that manner. Who wants to start?
I'll start. I've got some comments. I think your suggestion is fine to get it out there. Definitely. My focus is the assessment process, and I have concern about the responses that the County Commission has put. I believe they're actually misleading. And I'd like to point to a few of those and explain why I feel that way. In 2007, former assessor James Strahan increased our index, which is a big issue in our assessment process, from 1.90 to 202, resulting in approximately 6% increase of values to most properties in the county. In 2009, he made additional increases to 13,000 properties. And I would like to read, if I may, just paragraph 3, if you all have your report with you. which refers to those 13,000 properties. I'm sorry, page 29, paragraph 3.
Thank you.
Reads, the county, the Payton County Assessor made an attempt to appease the State Tax Commission during the assessment process of 2009. The county assessor's office presented over 13,000 increases. The tax commission reinstated state funding to Taney County. However, the Board of Equalization, as its last act of the summer BOE meeting, rolled all increases back by 50%. The State Tax Commission once again withheld state funding from Taney County. As I think all of you know, I was a part of that 2009 BOE meeting that lowered those increases by 50%. And I don't believe that the tax commission, as I read this, it seems to say that we lost our funding again from the state because the BOE rolled those increases back. And in fact, I don't think we did lose our funding, as that indicates. And if you turn back one page and look at the chart up there that talks about the reimbursement claims and the reimbursements received, you'll see that in 07, 08, and 09, the amount of claims we got, zero reimbursements. We lost all those. It's a little bit confusing, but the state of Missouri has a fiscal year that begins on July 1st of the upcoming year. In other words, in this issue about the BOE causing us to lose funding, the BOE meets, as almost all you know, in July. So that's when this happened, that we voted to decrease the 13,000 increases by 50%. That happened in July 2009. The state of Missouri's fiscal year starts July 1st. of 2009 for the 2010, for their 2010 year. They start 6 months before the calendar year. So if you look at the 2010, you'll see the reimbursement claims is $165,796, and the next column shows you what we received, $165,796 for 2010. So the response that the County Commission has given indicates that because of the BOE lowered those increases by 50%, we started losing our funding. But if I got my thoughts and information correctly, that didn't happen because right here it shows us that we got our total funding that year in 2010. It appears to me that there was a blame. There was an effort to blame the BOE for that lost funding. My next issue is...
Before you go any further, can we talk about that?
Sure, I apologize. Ask any question you like.
In tracking this, and in discussions with the State Tax Commission and the State Auditor's Office when we went through the funding, the State Tax Commission said that they actually made a payment in good faith based upon the actions that were taken by the assessor. Those fundings are included in 2010 for the $165,796, in part for the actions that were taken in 2009. The funding did start based upon what was presented as to be increases, but when the final figures got to the State Tax Commission, those increases, in fact, had been cut in half. and then we stopped receiving funding. That's why that comment was made, Chuck.
When did we stop receiving funding, Ron? You seem to be up in the know on it. When did we stop receiving funding?
Well, Chuck, we'll go back and we can check those figures and go through them any time that you like.
Well, if you look...
Do you have anything else you would like to bring
sure.
up about that?
Well, you brought the issue up. I'd like to...
No, you brought it up, but go ahead.
No, I brought the issue up initially, but you questioned it. I'd like to address your question.
Go right ahead, Chuck.
Again, if you look at 2010, we got our full year's funding in 2010. If you look at 2011, we've got half of our funding, which would indicate, I would guess, the first half. So again, I say that the BOE decision, and you'd have to speak to the State Tax Commission, I imagine, to find out if the BOE decision did what you all are referring to. If that 50% affected our reimbursements. But from the figures here, it does not indicate that at all. And I had not heard that until I read this paragraph that y'all wrote. I had not heard any indication from the state, and sat through quite a lot of that, that our actions as a BOE to decrease those 13,000 increases by 50% had any effect on our funding. And that's why I have an issue with the state.
Thank you for your opinion.
Any other questions? I'd like to read the last paragraph. The first sentence reads, "There have been no major changes in assessment procedures or the local index. However, Taney County has recently received funds from the State Tax Commission representing some period of time in the past. No accompanying documentation for time reimbursed was included with the check." I'll just finish that paragraph. We believe the Tax Commission and the county position have been positions of politics. The current Taney County Commission believes it is time for both the Tax Commission and Taney County to move forward in a cooperative spirit. I came before the County Commission, I believe, two times in public and explained to you what I had begun to do in the assessor's office, the changes I've made. One of them was I adjusted our staff where we've got three teams of two appraisers going out to measure and assess properties instead of just one and a half as it was when I started. I've also attempted, because one of the complaints that I've heard from the State Tax Commission was we were not grading proper properties equally. In other words, we have an A, B, C, D, F scale, and we were not grading them correctly. So we went through that. I took pictures and had them, so we had a standard to go by. I had them look at those pictures and grade. What do you call this property? I made this aware to you. I spoke before you in this very room that I had made those changes right off the bat. The idea that I don't see where y'all are coming from, the idea that the State Tax Commission saw no changes to make the monies come. I mean, that doesn't make sense. There haven't been huge changes, I grant, but we're working and we're making changes, and they sent the money. I thought it interesting that you seem to be picking a something with the State Tax Commission because they didn't send you an accompanying documentation. I think in those same meetings I visited with you, I explained that the fiscal year, and the fact that if we didn't get the funding for the time ahead of me by June 30th, when they close their fiscal year of this year, that we would lose that money. That money would be gone as well. So I think that you all understood that, and it appears that you've made a pick at me that I haven't done anything, and you've made a pick at the State Tax Commission saying, you know, you're sending the money. You know, there's been no reason for you to send the money, and you didn't send documentation. I don't understand. If I could chase a quick rabbit, I think we've all heard comments that the public does not enjoy the fussing that happens at the courthouse. And I'm with them. I don't enjoy hearing the fussing either. I'm not quite excited of having to bring this before you guys. But I believe that there is actually deception in what y'all have written, and that's why I feel it's important to bring it out. I think the public should know what's going. We talk about transparency lots of times, and that's why I'm here. Early on in the first paragraph, it seems to be an excuse made for the loss of our funding because of an effort to protect the burden on many of the senior citizens of Taney County. Y'all didn't want higher taxes. Again, when I sat on the commission, I don't remember a focus on the senior citizens. If there was, there was. But a point that I feel is important, and I think everybody is aware of that, the assessor and the Board of Equalization goes even to the State Tax Commission, I guess you would say. Our goal, as we're going to sit here again this afternoon as the Board of Equalization, is to arrive at the fair market value of a property. We're not to look at the person, to the race, religion, age, location, where that property is, or anything. And to say that was the reason, if I was James, I wouldn't be too happy to have you saying that about him, that he was making decisions because they were senior citizens. It's not the correct thing to do.
The State Tax Commission, Chuck, if I may answer your question there, brought to us a index increase that they wanted, that James opposed, and we took 1,100 properties up to a meeting, and the State Tax Commission presented 30 properties that they had taken, which included vacant lots, all kinds of things that didn't represent. And at that time, they told us that they were looking for an increase on older homes in Taney County, which are mainly occupied by the seniors. That's where that come from. And they were wanting an increase to that so that they could send the funding down here. Now, it's my position that we should not increase the taxes on the elderly or the older homes in the county so that we can receive a small amount of money and increase their taxes to $500,000 to $1 million. I'm just throwing out an estimate there, but that we should look at it. Now, you was in those meetings, and you know that they presented, and we laid 1,100 down. As a matter of fact, Mr. Hershen laid those over to them, and you know what they did with them? They threw them back across the table at us as if they were totally disinterested in what we had to offer. And you sit in those meetings. So I myself don't think there's a thing wrong with a statement made that it would affect senior citizens. There seems to be a big blow-up opinion about the money that we receive from the State Tax Commission if we'll do such and such a thing. And one of those was raising the index. I sat in all those meetings. I know exactly what happened. And I know also, sir, where you sat in those meetings. And a couple of those meetings, you sat on the side of the table that the State Tax Commission sat on. So I just want to make that quite apparent that I feel that the senior citizens and the older homes shouldn't have an increase to appease a certain dollar amount coming into the county.
Sorry.
Gentlemen, let's go way off track. Chuck, I'm going to take your comments as constructive. I'm going to take a look at them and we'll address them. And we'll address them with this commission regarding the answers that the commission had on those specific questions. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're here to talk about the recommendations that the state auditor has made for us to move forward and to correct some of the shortcomings that we have within the courthouse system, the checks and balances systems that we have between offices, or the lack thereof in some instances. And I think that his theme was we're sort of soft in those areas, we're lax in those areas, and while he didn't use the word tighten up, I think that's what I took from it, and that we really do need to tighten up some of those policies that we have within the county. And again, what I would like to do is to put those points on the internet, and then we will address them as we come to them. And I'd sort of like your thoughts on that.
Ron, one of the areas I know that they've talked a lot about and they discussed with us, reconciliation on the bank statements. One of the things that they had for us as a problem was the two employees that do our reconciliations work in the same office. Well, I don't have much choice on that. You know, I don't have to get any secretaries outside to do it because that's all we've got. Would it be possible maybe for, and I don't know if the auditor's office or whose office would be, to get somebody from another office to go around and do bank reconciliations with our people? That way there's an outside person coming in, looking at the bank statements every month. It doesn't take that much time. I mean, collectively it would take some time, but I think maybe an outside person coming around to all of our offices, sitting down on a regular schedule and doing bank reconciliations might be a benefit to us to correct those problems.
The ideal thing, Jimmy, is that we only have one bank account, bank statement, and I know some of yours you have to have for different reasons. You talked to us about that. If there's any of those that you can get rid of by bringing those monies to the treasurer's office, it would be ideal. I get your bank statements each month, and I told those auditors I looked at those each month. By the time that I have, I don't reconcile those because I get those each month through email and look at those. There were several things in the audit that I felt like were brought up. Yes, we probably could do a better job, but probably they didn't look at really what was going on when the time was there. You know, he said, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Schweik said the most egregious thing, when the question was asked he said the most egregious thing was the lack of invoicing. And I have, since that, gone to the airport, which he suggested we didn't do receipts, and we do. 90% of our business over there is credit cards, and you get a credit card receipt each time you do a credit card. The other 10%, he writes cash receipts for. So I don't know what they saw that I'm not seeing, but I didn't see any problem there, and I think we could confidently say.
I think you followed it up with one of them numbered in sequence, and they weren't being numbered in sequence, which is something that's easily done.
In any respect, what we can do is we can say we have looked at that and feel like we have that under control,
right,
because I don't see a problem with it.
Right.
Same thing with the transfer station, because you mentioned transfer station went over there. So I think maybe we can answer some of those things by saying the same thing that we probably said before, that we paid them to come down here and find as much as they could wrong with us, and I think they did. Although the big things that they found, I think we had already addressed. I think the the money's from the state tax commission. We've addressed that as best we can. You know, we had some misdistributions. I think that's been addressed or being addressed. Assessors think those are the three biggest things, I think, and those have been addressed. We've addressed those as best as they can be addressed, I believe.
Well, Jimmy, I like your point, and I think that's something that we need to have continued conversation on to see what, in fact, we can put in the house to tighten up.
I do look at them and would be glad to, you know, time allowing me, I would be glad to balance it.
Okay. We get some stuff on that. On ours, with like, you know, we had a problem with what their recommendation was for our inmate funds, which they wanted a different person handling each different step of it. Well, I was going to have to hire four people on each shift to handle the steps. I mean, it's just not feasible at all because there's six different steps that we have to go through, and we don't have enough people to have different ones. So we are bringing in a kiosk machine. To take care of the inmate, will just put his money directly in that kiosk machine. That'll take care of all the receiving, the counting, and the recording of it. So those things like that will be, it's already supposed to be installed. Swanson's is installing it for us through the commissary. But as soon as that's done, that'll all be taken care of. So there are some simple things like that we can do to get things correct on those things, procedures.
Let me tell you that when I go to the auditors' meetings, and that's just the first and class, the second class counties that have auditors. Mm-hmm. And from the stories I hear, I think you did a good job down there.
Thank you.
As compared to other first and second class counties, I hear horror stories.
Personally, I think the checkoff is a great idea for transparency to the public. It shows that we're, just like Jimmy explained there, that procedure's being taken care of and looked at. Rick's volunteering to help in that situation. I think any other thing that was addressed in this audit, if we had a checkoff list that we could show on the show the public that we want to be transparent about every procedure.
Through the website?
Through the website, yes. Or any other, we have two newspapers, we could have it put in the newspaper as we go. Also, the website is available to the newspapers.
How many did they, 48, is that right? I found 48? Discrepancy?
45 to 48, I can't remember.
I'd be curious as to how many of those that's already been corrected in the last year and a half.
You just heard me mention several.
Because it was a 2012 and prior audit.
Yeah, and so one of them on ours was the numbered receipts, and we corrected that last year.
Yeah, so I'd be curious as to how many is already corrected. Probably surprised that there's quite a few.
Yeah.
On the public administrator's office, I mean, as soon as they left, the things that were being done, the holding the checks, there's not been a check in my drawer since they left. And the mileage, immediately I started putting street, you know, before I just put, I went to Mount Vernon, Nevada, blah, 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 to Kansas City, and they said it doesn't add up. And so I immediately started listing streets so that it does add up. And I can, and you know, to me, there's no problem with anything they said. As far as checks in my drawer, the $79,000, I had just sold a property, and my one staff was on vacation, hadn't got it deposited. So, you know, there was the things that they said with the public administrator's office, and they said that I didn't track someone here on page 39, that a alimony check was supposed to be paid $865. Well, Attorney Mike Merrill and I went to court with Judge Justice and to talk about that. And I gave the tax commission on my brain. I gave the auditors copies of the petitions and this and that. We did go to court, to Judge Justice's court, and it wasn't resolved. And I don't know if they thought I should just keep on after it, but there's a condo that the couple owns, and so I think it maybe was brought up that, you know, it's half his and half hers. And at the time, the gentleman was in court and said he couldn't pay any more than that. And he has been paying some more than $360. But I think it was indicated that possibly when the property sells, it will go back and she will get probably the difference in what he still owes her. But none of that, you know, they didn't. I gave them the paperwork and they didn't really. That wasn't. And also on the checks being held, and over on my response, I had them put in here. I make purchases for these individuals. I on page 41, I purchase pre-need funeral plans, dental insurance, because Medicaid doesn't pay dental. Special needs trust, and anything over $1,000, I have to wait for I have to petition the court and wait for the judge to sign the order. And it doesn't always, you know, it doesn't just automatically get signed. It gets set on his desk. So anyhow, these things, I feel like that they're taken care of. So.
Well, and
yes.
What I feel would be good about us putting this on the website is that when we answer those things,
sure.
The public can see that.
Sure.
The auditor brought them up. They see that they are being handled. That checks it off in the minds of anybody in the public that is questioning whether or not we're answering the questions
yeah.
we put forth.
For
example, the in 1.4 on the legal services, they talked about us having legal counsel without having a contract in place. When I came into office, I inherited about 36 different legal issues that the county had. I mean, 36 different legal issues, a half dozen, which were really big. And there was an attorney that was being utilized. And in the interim, we did, in fact, hire a counsel, but we did not have an agreement in place with the attorney that was being utilized, and we did that. So we have, in fact, stepped up to the plate and made sure that those contracts are in place, but we need to say that. We need to mm-hmm. let the public know that that's the case.
And, you know, for my probate and all, I mostly use attorney Matt Trokey, but, you know, for other things, I have different attorneys that I use.
Well, I think the correction that were being made was from the questions that they asked. Although they didn't interview me, I thought that was rather unusual that they didn't ask me any.
You think most important person in the county to get hold of me?
Well, I didn't consider it that way, but anyway, I think that probably just exactly like Jimmy said, the questions that they asked put the thoughts in our mind to make corrections.
Sure.
All the elected officials are trying to do the best they can do, and the thousands of things that run through each one of us's office daily is something that can be a slip up, and as soon as they started questioning about it, the correction was made. And I think that this idea of the website is a great idea.
And that, I mean, that's just what an audit is for, though. If they're none of us are going to be perfect. We can change everything to exactly what they say, and then next time we'll still find other things.
Sure.
But it's a learning process, and as long as we learn from, take their recommendations, if it's where we can work it into our county and make it better, then that's what we need to do.
I think, don't you think that when we go in, take office, we get a certain system the way we do it? And then they come in and they say, no, this would be better if you did it this way. And so that, to me, I mean, the recommendations were fine with me.
Well, it's like on my reconciliations in 2002, we set it up exactly like they wanted us to do it. At that time, we was in the old building. They was in different offices. Well, we moved to the new building and they moved their the two that do those reconciliations on the accounts are now in the same office. Well, that's what they don't like, is the same.
Yeah.
Well, can't help that part. They're in that office.
So the procedure is the same. It's just they want them in.
Well, now since we got the two in the same office, they want a supervisory reconciliation also.
Or if you separate them and have different offices, then it would be okay.
Yeah.
So just build a wall between them.
Yeah.
Well, but some of it's going to be, we're going to have to wade through recommendations compared to what's really practical and what we're already doing, which might be also okay, just different.
I really honestly didn't see anything wrong with a lot of the recommendations either. I really felt like that they were made larger than what they were. I think that as he presented it up there, he tried not to make it larger, but on the paper, when you get a poor rating, I was really disappointed in that. And I know that probably had to do with his scale, his the way he decides that, because he said the number of findings, whatever, but I was disappointed. I visit with a lot with other first-class county auditors and things, and I know a lot of the things that goes on in this county, and I'm convinced that we're way better.
Well, the old budgeting question about overestimating what your expenditures are going to be and underestimating your revenues has been an age-old thing that they brought up with the county, but it also keeps us on the positive side of expenses and revenues.
We have to work harder because we don't have that budget tight. We have some leeway to work with there. But I think if you look at the bottom line, where we've gone, where we've been, what we've accomplished with the money that we've had, we do exceptionally well. I think there was a statement made by somebody that if they took care of their checkbooks, that way they'd be broke. As Mr. Swack said, we would be the envy of many counties with the funds we have.
I had a sheriff from a first-class county call me. He's got the same size, just almost nearly identical size of jail, number of officers we have and everything. He said, I need your help. He said, our commission has cut my budget and they're cutting $1 million out of it. At that time, I said, well, how much is your budget? He said, $7.5 million. I said, I don't think I can help you. Because he wanted me helping him to convince his commissioners he needed more. I told him, I said, mine's at $4 million right now. And I said, I don't believe I can help you.
Anything else, ladies, gentlemen?
Well, I got to do have one statement, Ron. I think that we asked for this. If we got scolded a little bit in certain areas to improve county government, I think it was well worth it. If it improves the county government as a whole, I think it was well worth it. As my dad said, and I consider him a very intelligent man, he ran this county for 20 years. He thinks that there should have been a state audit every 10 years. And I don't see that the questions that are brought forth during that period of time as far as changing all the procedures that will be changing will benefit the county. So, like I said, just the questions that were asked have already caused us to implement several changes. So.
Brandon, would you and Dan be amenable to us posting this on the website? Let me put it out there, and then we can either approve it or not approve it, and then move forward.
You want that in the form of a motion, Mr. Houseman? I would make a motion that we put the checklist from the state audit on the county website, and that we check off each month or as soon as they're done, the corrections that were made or suggestions or recommendation that were made.
That's a long motion.
It is, but that's what it is.
Second.
I might ask who's going to write those responses.
That's
what I would want everybody's input.
Given to who?
I would ask that if it's something from the sheriff, you turn it in, we'll put your response on the website, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. Or if it's you, bring it, we'll put it on the website, and we'll run it through the commission, and it'll be the same for all of us. Not that we write it for anybody.
Just turn it in the commission.
Yeah. Okay. And then we'll have it posted.
You mean more than the response we had in the book?
I'm sorry?
More than the response you had.
Well, they've raised the questions, and there are many responses in the book that do answer the questions. And that may be fine, because many of them have already been answered, as we have indicated. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your input.
Ron, the people leaving, somebody mentioned a reporter, and they were all proud that we had one office that didn't get any remarks. Way to go, Bob.
Thank you.
Way to go, Bob. That's a good point, Chuck. We do not have, let's see, we have. Yeah, but we have upstairs, we have
daily
review of what's happened and agenda requests, and then we will stand adjourned following that until BOE at 1 o'clock.
I've got the copy upstairs, so you can keep that for